Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Please make sure you share this work, no matter what format you hear or see this on, because we need to wake up a slumbering nation, because we need millions of feet on the street to turn back the satanic Bolshevik communist coup d'etat against our people and our Constitution. So again, I'm going to ask you to please share. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And let me tell you, 63 banks were just put on the close to failure list by the Federal Reserve. But your little children, and you don't deserve to know. That's right. They don't want you to make a bank run if your bank is one of those 63 that are ready to fail. Well, Noble Gold knows this, and there's 1,100 banks on the watch list, and they can protect your retirement that's connected to the bank, because the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can take everything you have associated with the bank because you're an unsecured creditor because of that law. It's unconstitutional, but it is the law of the land. So what can Noble Gold do for you? Well, they can save your retirement, put it under your control. They can help also help you to diversify so you don't take a catastrophic hit when the bank sees your money out of your savings and checking accounts. You say, well, how do they do that? Too long to go into right now, but I'll send you to DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you an electronic information sheet, DaveHodgesGold.com. And I have to say this, any investment carries an inherent risk. Therefore, I've fulfilled my FTC requirement. I'll also say this. I've been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 7 years. I've been a customer for over six. So I put my money where my mouth is. When the crash comes, it won't be catastrophic for me. We'll take hits, but I have prepared because of Noble Gold, DaveHodgesGold.com. Our guest is the lovely, intelligent, active, and true patriot leading a great movement designed to help save our country, Kim Yater. Coming to us, I'm assuming she's coming to us from San Diego, her home base. Kim, so great to have you here. I always enjoy seeing you. You may be one of the most positive, upbeat people I have ever met.
Dave Hodges, an absolute honor to be here with you. And, you know, they say it takes one to know one. So I'm like one of your secret admirers, Dave. I was going to tell you, I love your show.
I'm touched. I truly am. I'm honored. I mean, my association with people like you and Scotty Sachs, we have such great people in our movement. Yeah. I can't believe that we haven't crushed our opponents by now, but we're on our way. We're going to get them.
We are. And I think the key, Dave, is united we stand, divided we fall. If we continue the division, especially among the patriot community, and I have to say, even the Christian community, everybody gets caught up in the self-righteousness, that will absolutely just keep us entangled and enslaved. We have got to truly come together, release the ego, humble ourselves before God, put God in his rightful place so that our land can heal and we the people can heal.
Yes. And we have a nation to heal. It's not just getting the right people in office or getting the bad ones out. It's a matter of us changing our focus and pitching in to rebuild our country. We have to rebuild our country, I think, from the bottom up. I just did a deal. I watched Senate hearings with Deputy Director Abate from the FBI. He wouldn't answer one question about the 17 minutes of 17 bribery tapes from Burisma, and two of them involving Joe Biden, 15 involving Hunter. He wouldn't answer questions about the 1023 forms on the same subjects. And yet they want unbridled access to spy on us. And I'm thinking, my gosh, every federal agency is weaponized against us now. And the border is being used to overwhelm us. And you're right on top of it. I see in the background there, take our border back. Let's go to that. By the way, I live in the state where the leading cause of death is fentanyl poisoning coming across.
What state are you in?
Arizona.
You are in Arizona, and I'll tell you, Arizona has been hit hard. I am so excited about Take Our Border Back, Dave. We made a tremendous impact on our first round. Our first round in February of this year was the Take Our Border Back Southern Border Convoy across America. We hit three cities that we rallied in, and they were all southern cities where there was mass illegal immigration. The response to this, we had about 10,000 participants. But here's the kicker, 100 million people activated. This word got out everywhere. I just came back from Geneva, Switzerland. I was there with a group of global leaders who are standing up with We the 8 Billion to take our power back from the globalists. There were 10 attorneys there, and these attorneys were represented from every country. And let me just tell you, do you know what every single one of the attorneys, every single one of the truckers from the Road to Geneva convoy kept saying to me? Kim, get America to stand up. America's got to stand up. If America does not stand up, we will fall. It is up to us, Dave. People look to us. We've got to set the example.
There is no question. And Ronald Reagan said it best when he said, "We're the last bastion of freedom." That may have been his best quote ever, because we are. Listen, there's people right now, the prime minister of France, newly elected prime minister, is saying, "We're sending them all out," meaning the illegal immigrants that were allowed in by Macron. We need to do the same thing here. Although, let me ask you a question. How far does it go? There are some people that will say this. Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Chinese soldiers, obviously, with no women crossing the border at 10,000 a month in San Diego. They got to go. But the people that wait on our tables and mow our lawns and so forth, they don't have a criminal record from their home country, they can stay. What's the position of take our border back on those people who broke the law coming across but pose no terroristic threat?
Okay, that's a really powerful question. First of all, we're all about legal immigration. We
Yes.
have a process in place. Most of us are. We have backgrounds of families that came in as legal immigrants. I'm one of them, right? My family came over from Portugal and from the Azores Islands off of Portugal. So there's a process in place that we need to utilize. That's very important. So our stand is during this open border period, where the current administration has allowed this open border for our walls to come down and for God knows who has entered this country. And I'm sure there's a lot of good people, Dave,
I
who
know.
truly are here for the American dream. I've talked to people at the border. I've seen it. I've experienced it. But I also know that they are going to be used as ploys. They are going to be used for the other side's bidding. We're going to give you some money. We're going to take care of you. And here's who you vote for,
Yes.
right? So we understand that this is a humanitarian crisis. So we say, anyone that has entered this country during the open border period is sent back peacefully to their countries. That's our stand at Take Our Border Back.
Yeah, and this is not your problem, but I'm going to tell you in my mind, I can see a logistical problem with this. Let's say by miracle of God, Trump gets elected and he overcomes lawfare and doesn't get assassinated and he becomes the president and he starts sending people back. I don't see the host countries welcoming airplane flights or boat departures with open arms. Do you?
No, this is the challenging one. I mean, think of Venezuela. Didn't Venezuela release their prisoners and their asylums? I mean, so let's think about that for a second. Do they want these people? No. But what are our options? I mean, yes, this is a humanitarian crisis. Yes, America has always been first responders in many cases to humanitarian issues. But here's the deal, Dave. We have got to get our own house in order. If we do not get our own house in order, we cannot make the difference that we're meant to make. So I really believe in our next round of Take Our Border Back, North America Alliance. Yes, I said North America Alliance, USA, Canada, and Mexico, joining forces together as sovereign nations. Sovereign nations. And what we're doing is we are putting the power back into the people's hands. We're defining what sovereignty is. We're defining what freedom is, where that sovereignty comes from, where that freedom comes from. And Dave, that freedom comes from our Creator. When we put God back in his rightful place, we will heal our land. There's an incredible scripture I want to share with you and your audience. It's in Second Chronicles. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We desperately need healing.
I was at Hear the Watchman conference
Yes.
as a presenter back in April, and one of the themes of my presentation was we have a choice. We can go down the path of being Sodom and Gomorrah and Babylon, New Babylon, like we are, or we can have Nineveh. And Nineveh was spared because they showed repentance and revival, and God ignored Jonah and said, "We're not going to do that. I'm going to spare Nineveh." Well, your scripture that you just quoted from Chronicles really speaks to that very clearly.
Yeah, you know what's funny? There's a lot of questions about the last solar eclipse that hit all of the Ninevehs, right? Across the country, right? And but if we were really to look at what God's doing, and I mean, God just loves us so much. He so loves us. And we the people have turned our eyes away. We've taken everything into our own hands. And that's just the biggest mistakes. Yes, we still need to pray. Yes, we need to be about action. Faith without deeds is dead, but it's going to take a radical turning from our sin, our repentance. Because what we've done, let's just take a look. If we look back in the Bible, Nebuchadnezzar. Do you remember when the Israelites or the Hebrews at that time, were taken captive? Remember those years of captivity? They were told they needed to learn new languages. They weren't supposed to be using their languages. They had new identities. They couldn't eat their foods. They weren't supposed to be eating their foods. They were taking on the identities of that land. You see, Satan's goal is for us to not know who we are, Dave. Because when we know who we are and whose we are, man, we are activated. We know that the creator of all things, that same creator who raised our Jesus, the Messiah, from the dead, is that same power that we have access to. When we know who we are, then let me tell you, we powerfully move. And when we come together knowing who we are, we can take our nations back and we can say no to this wickedness. Because here's the reality: you cannot fight a spiritual battle with physical weapons.
True.
We're in a major spiritual battle.
I know we are absolutely, but you also have to fight in the physical battleground because that's where our enemy is also. Like,
Yes.
I don't even know if we're going to have an election. Maybe we'll, maybe we won't. I don't know who the
Yeah.
candidates are going to be for sure. I think that's up in the air on both sides. But the bottom line is we have to engage because it might make a difference. And we never know where God's going to bestow a blessing. So we say, well, I'm not going to worry about the election. Well, that's where God was going to bestow the blessing. So we would miss the blessing. So we have to remain active on all fronts. But I do agree with you. This is good versus evil. And I'll go beyond the border for a second. I heard a pastor on YouTube. I actually fell asleep with it on last night, woke up and a pastor was speaking. And he says, I'm not going to be politically correct. He said, it is satanic to want to cut the genitals off of children and to try to make Tammy in first grade think she's Tommy, and you can check a box and choose your gender. He said, that's satanic. We are in, and this is often what I say, Kim, you heard my intro, we are fighting against satanic Bolshevik communists that have inhabited both parties.
That is exactly what so, Dave. If we can empower the people to take their power back in a local level. So you're right. We can't just sit here, pray, and not do anything. We need to be in action. General Flynn will tell you over and over, local action equals national impact. So what if, Dave, what if we could come together? What if we, the people, could break bread, table talk, and pray, bring the real issues to the table across five states here in America in the next 7 months, and in two provinces in Canada, two cities in Mexico, bring the real issues to the table: sovereignty, how to utilize the Constitution so that we can work with our local sheriffs, our city boards, our county boards, our school boards, and our elected officials, holding them accountable, working within jurisdiction. What if we could talk about What's really so with fifth generation warfare? People still don't get it. They are being manipulated. They're being programmed. If we can provide them with resources and tools so that within seconds they can see it, then we give them their power back. We're going to be talking about the global agenda. These are table talks, Dave. We're incorporating we the people in these conversations. We the people get their voice back. And when people get their voice back and they know what their gift is and how to utilize their gift right now to take their power back on a local level, and we unite in doing that, I'm telling you, game on. We saw it happen in Shasta County, California. They have gone to paper vote, right? They have kicked people out, or people have actually resigned on the boards. They have utilized the good book of the Constitution. Now, I believe we have two good books, and I call them the swords, Dave. And if you've got a sword, but you don't know how to wield it, what good is it?
I agree.
Yeah, right. And so one sword is the word of God. So in order to wield that sword, well, what is the word of God? Let's dig in. And God says, those who obey my commands are really my disciples. It's then that they know the truth, and the truth will set them free. So we need to test them in it. We need to put it in practice. We need to wield that sword. And then we have the Constitution. Now, our forefathers wrote that Constitution based upon the foundation of God's word, based upon the foundation of our sovereignty coming from our Creator. Now, we got to understand how to utilize that. In most cases, I don't know about you. Do you remember the Saturday cartoons, right? Where you had like a what with the Declaration of Independence, all the songs and all the learnings. There was some good stuff we were taught when we were kids. They don't have that stuff anymore. We need to start implementing those things, but we've got to teach the Constitution in a way where I know, okay, when I go to my board of supervisors and the issue I'm bringing is within their jurisdiction, and I actually can take out my pocket constitution, my constitution right here. I can utilize my constitution, which supports we the people. This gives me the ability to hold my elected officials accountable. This is where we're giving the power back to the people.
Yeah, I think that we need to stay true to our documents, but I don't really think those that are subverted by George Soros money or the promise of higher position by globalist minions, we're probably not going to move their attitude because I really believe that these people don't see the light until they feel the heat.
Yes. So you gotta hit them in their pockets, right?
I agree.
There's a few different ways of hitting them in their pockets, and I want to talk about that. We talk about voting with your dollars. For example, we're spending our money every day. Where are we spending our money? Who are we supporting? All I know is if we continue to support the big box retailers like Procter and Gamble, Colgate and Palmolive, Johnson and Johnson, Unilever, we're feeding into BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. So there, we've got to tap into Patriot American manufacturers. And I teach people this all the time. I send them over to patriotsmade.com, because that's where they're going to be able to make that switch. But one of the things that I really want people to get is, if you're supporting something like the Take Our Border Back North America Alliance, where we're breaking bread, table talking, and praying, we're literally meeting the other countries at the border to pray and declare. That's pretty powerful, right? So
I
when
agree.
people go to givesandgo.com/takeourborderback, guess what they're supporting? They are supporting patriot Americans that are standing for freedom. And what that does, that gives a big blow to George Soros and all of his minions.
George Soros. He's actually kind of ceding his power to Alex these days. And how I know that is during the trial of Trump in Manhattan. Alex Soros visited the White House 14 times, had his picture taken with people there, and I know he was involved. And let me tell you something else I've uncovered. And I don't know if you guys have come across this, but this is border related. People inside various agencies like Homeland have told me that Biden has laundered money to NGOs to bring illegals here. Are you aware of that?
We have heard many things like that. So, Dave, at our upcoming event, we've got Sean Wilson, who will be one of our speakers. And Sean Wilson is a global security expert. He is the one who has been dealing with the San Muerte gangs, all of the different gangs crossing the border. He has worked under five administrations, actually privately hired by five administrations. This guy exposes the truth. He is a warrior. He is on that borderline. He's going to be speaking at our events. We also have Craig Salmon Sawyer, Veterans for Child Rescue. These guys are the ones in the trenches. These are the ones we want to hear from because they are not afraid to bring the truth into the light. When we're talking human trafficking, this is a global issue and it's been happening. This is slavery. And probably, I would say this in history, we are a more enslaved society now, not to mention the children, the woman, the men that are enslaved right now in America. And our nations have got to wake up because this is happening right under our noses. Those little milk cartons when we were growing up, was that not the red flag of what? Mary Jo from North, from North Island, Massachusetts is missing. Like we'd always see these milk cartons, but we have no idea what was really going on underneath. Right? I remember as a little girl, Dave, praying for those girls that were on
Yeah,
there and the
I
boys
remember
that were
that too.
missing.
Yeah.
You remember that? It's so much deeper. And the agenda is truly demonic and it's Luciferian. So we can look at the global agenda here and we need to look at the WHO, the UN, the WEF, the IMF. We've got to look at this agenda, the United Nations agenda. We know there's a global agenda. We heard it from Bush over and over, the one world government. We heard it from Biden. We've heard it from Obama, the one world government. Listen, there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible teaches us there will be a one world government. There will be a one world religion. There will be a one world money system. There will be a mark of the beast. We are moving into that, but do we allow it? Are we going to be the warriors that literally let it just, we're going to just live our lives. We're going to be entertained, just like the Romans, the gladiators, let life go by. Somebody else can fix the problem. Or are we going to stand up and say, I want to leave a legacy for my babies. I want to leave a legacy for my grandchildren. I'm going to make my mark right now. I've been chosen for such a time as this. And Dave, I believe that you and me and every listener here has been chosen for such a time as this.
I agree. When is Craig Salmon Sawyer, when is he speaking? Is that
He will
the
be speaking at every event. So we have five events that are taking place, and they're going to be taking place in different countries. For example, he'll be with us on June 29th in San Ysidro, California. We'll actually, after our event where we're breaking bread, Mexico is breaking bread at the same time. So at 2 p.m., we're walking down to the border and we have the support of everyone around us and making sure that this is peaceful and lawful, right? We're walking down to the border together and we're going to pray with Mexico. And then our next event he'll be speaking at as well as Sean Wilson is July 27th. And this is in Texas and it's in Dripping Springs. We're going to get all the details on the website for that. We'll have Canada and Mexico joining us there. August 24th is Shelby, Montana, baby. Shelby, Montana, and Coots, Alberta, Canada. So imagine, Dave, you've got breaking bread happening in their locations. And then we drive to the border. We see one another's faces, and we have all the pastors that are
That's
joining us.
awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Our last two events are September 28th, Youngstown, New York. And Niagara Falls, Canada, Dave, we're taking the rainbow back. We're meeting on Rainbow Bridge to pray together. That's going to be awesome. And then October 19th, we're in Yuma, Arizona, and we'll be joining forces with San Luis Rio, Colorado in Mexico. So, and then on November 28th, this is kind of our sixth event. This one's really special because by Thanksgiving Day, The entire country will be awakened. The entire country will be activated. We will break bread in our homes with our neighbors, and we will bring these table talking points to the table. We're going to be online early in the morning, and we're going to be empowering and equipping the people to have these conversations in a way that isn't confrontational. These are our moms, our dads, our brothers, our sisters. Some of them have been drinking the Kool-Aid of the false narrative, right? So we want to powerfully equip them with how to have these conversations. And so we believe by then, this has actually rocked the entire world. I mean, come on, we got people from the Netherlands that are sharing this information, people from Australia that are sharing this information. So we the people are really coming together to take our nations back.
Yeah, two things. One is Craig reached out to me about a month ago, very complimentary, and I'll reach back to him and see if he wants to come on prior to the first event, and we'll see if we can't push this a
Yes.
little more. And I love Craig Sawman Sawyer, absolutely fearless in going after child trafficking. With regard to Canada, I think it's interesting. People are going to say, Canada, what are you doing up in Canada? A lot of people don't realize that some of the most dangerous immigrants are bypassing what could be homeland with their red flag identities, and they're crossing a less defended Canadian border. Can you talk about that?
Oh my gosh. So, Dave, there I was at CPAC. So, I had just finished 45 interviews. I was running back and forth between going live at Mike Lindell's platform, Frank's Speech, Citizen Media News, and Take Your Power Back show. And so, I was the last one to leave Media Row. And God always does these most amazing things. So, here we are going up the stairs. And I can literally hear God say, "You're not done yet. You're not done yet. What do you mean, God? I'm not done. I've been eating bars all weekend long. I'm done. You're not done yet. You need to go this way." So I was like, "Hey, team, I'll be back with you in just a moment." I ran into the well-decorated Canadian military. These were the truckers. These were the guys that supported the truckers in Canada during that huge convoy. These were the ones that were shot at with plastic bullets. They were beaten. Military. Okay, one of our guys, Eddie Cornell, who is running our Canadian teams, guy is amazing. Historical case just won against Canada, the first leg of the race. You guys are going to have to check that out. Eddie has the Bravery Award, his team, the Nobel Peace Prize Award. Eddie says to me, "Kim, I see what you guys are doing. All of your eyes are on the southern border. You've got to turn your eyes to the northern border. Canada has been invaded." He goes, "They have been flying people in for the last 5 years. China has already set up shop." And when he said that to me, it hit me so deep. It like hit me in my solar plexus. It was almost like God's like, "Okay, here it is. This is the next leg of the race, right? You just finished up the first round. This is the next leg of the race." Now, I had just interviewed Tom Homan, Border 911, right? And Tom's like, "Kim, I want you to share at Mar-a-Lago. I want you to share what you guys have been doing," which we had an awesome opportunity to go to Mar-a-Lago. So in the midst of, I'm on the plane, 40,000 feet above the ground, Dave. And this is in my head, this conversation with Eddie and all of the military that were there. And I'm like, "We got to do something. God, what do we do? What do we do?" And so I get Wi-Fi and I'm texting Tom Homan. I'm texting my team. I'm texting Canada, right? And in that moment, I was like, "That's it. We're doing North America Alliance. We're going to create this." And Tom's like, "I'm in." You know, and that was the moment for me that I'm like, "Okay, well, God, you're going to put this together. You know, you're bringing your people together." So it is a privilege right now to work with our Canadian military. And yes, Canada has been invaded. And when he says China has set up shop and they are 5 years ahead of us, warning, Will Rogers, warning. We better heed that warning, because if we think what Trudeau is doing is okay, we better wake up. These are our brothers and sisters. Do you know what they said to us, our brothers and sisters? I said, "Guys, what's going to move the needle in Canada? What do you feel like is the actions we can take, the table talks that we can bring to the table and provide resources and tools for we the people to take their power back?" Dave, they said election integrity. I mean, our teams run Take Our Elections Back. We work with Cause of America. Mike Lindell, Dr. Douglas G. Frank, Patriot Force. And I'm like, wow, I never thought that Take Our Border Back would bring on these issues.
And
But
then,
our ballot box has been stolen.
yeah, a couple of things come to mind for me here too. I've talked to some Canadians. I've actually interviewed a couple of them. And I know Sarah Westall's been on this as well too. It's estimated the Chinese military in British Columbia totals at least 250,000 troops, formalized troops in uniforms. That's one thing that we're getting from these people. And now Putin came out over the weekend and said Mexico's going to allow ICBMs. The Chinese are bragging that they're going to build bases in Mexico. They're already in Mexico too. I mean, I'm sure you know the figure I get from inside people, Border Patrol, Homeland, they estimate 10,000 Chinese males, 25 to 40, without women, without kids, crossing the border into San Diego at the rate of 10,000 per month. Do you have anything that supports that or contradicts that?
Oh, Dave, those are the numbers, if not greater. So we have a team that was just down at the Ramada Inn. And so part of our Take Our Border Back team was down there. This is in San Diego, California. The entire Ramada Inn is taken over. They have fenced it off. It's all illegals, all illegal immigrants. We've got the NGOs completely supporting this, the Catholic Services,
Yes.
the Jewish Community Center, right? And they will not let us in. They will, I mean, these people that are working there are abetting in illegal activity. This is illegal. And by the way, I know Governor Abbott, I love what he's done right now. And there have been results down at the Texas border. Thank God he put his foot down and he said, we are a sovereign state. We're going to take action here. We're going to protect our own borders because our federal government is turning a blind eye. So I know one of the things that he's doing, though, is he's sending these illegal immigrants out to sanctuary cities. Well, guess where I live? I live in a sanctuary state. Do you know constitutionally that's illegal?
Yes, it is illegal. Violates Article 4, Section 4.
Yes, Dave, that's going to stop. And why are we allowing it? Do we, the people, know that? So the power is in knowledge. If people understand what's happening and they understand that they actually can use their constitution. And there's ways that we can take our power back. That's how we're going to be resourcing our people.
Yeah, it's amazing. By the way, when I asked you about NGOs being supported with Biden money laundering, Michael Yon has said this for 2 years, and now we're actually getting evidence that this is true. And I'm bringing this up because I think the people that are paying attention to this broadcast need to know this is more than crippling our institutions like hospitals that have to treat them for free, the schools that are going to be overwhelmed with the sheer numbers, the roads and so forth, the infrastructure of the country. But there's a military threat, a terrorist military threat to this country by what's going on. By the way, I don't, I'm sure you've heard of Jamie Walden. We've been here, The Watchmen, together.
Love Jamie Walden.
Okay.
I've had him on my
Jamie
show.
has sources on Pendleton, and he's not the only one that's told me this. But the non-coms there are upset because they're being forced to train the Chinese that are being brought into Pendleton. And Dick Durbin, here's the coup de grace for what I'm saying. Dick Durbin, 6 weeks to 2 months ago, senator from Illinois, said, we need to put illegal aliens, may as well just say CHICOMs, illegal aliens into the American military and make them instantly U.S. citizens. I mean, what could go wrong?
Dave, oh my gosh, this sickens me. You know, you're telling me that Jamie Walden literally has intel that
Yes.
says Camp Pendleton is training Chinese right now. They're
That's correct.
having to do that.
That's exactly what I'm saying. He said it on my show in an interview about 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay, there's two things I want to share with you. Right here in San Ysidro, California, we have four DACA in office. So in the San Ysidro Police Department. They are given guns. Okay. So these are not legal citizens. They're given guns. They're supposed to turn their guns into the lockers at night. Do you know that they're not held accountable? Nobody checks to see if those guns are held in the lockers. And if any of the people in charge, like the police captains, ask any questions, they are smacked on their hand. They cannot ask any questions. They just need to go with it. Now, we have 10 illegal immigrants being trained right now in the Los Angeles Police Department. Now, I'm going to fast forward. When you brought up, I had no idea that was happening right now at Camp Pendleton. Dave, I want to share two dreams I had with you. Now, listen, I'm just a human being. I'm just a mom of four kids. I'm a grandma, Dave. I love my country. I love God. I love people, right? I had these dreams a year ago, two very specific dreams I want to share with you. One of the dreams that I had was I was in bed and I was standing across the entire expanse of the sky. I could see all the stars in the sky. And my attention was drawn to the east. I saw coming across the sky in a perfect arch, what looked like some type of missile. And it was going up all the way across the country from east to west. And when it hit the west in silence, I saw a giant explosion. There was no sound. I heard the words, shot heard around the world. And I didn't catch it all. And I leaned and I said, God, what is it that you're saying to me? What is it, Father? What is it that you want me to hear? I can't hear. Speak up louder. And it was so loud, it woke me up from my sleep, and my whole bedroom was like a reverberation of the shot heard around the world. And I turned to my husband. I'm from Boston, okay? I turned to my husband and I know the shot heard around the world. And I shook my husband. I'm like, did you hear that? Did you hear that? David, it was so real to me. Fast forward a month later, I'm in a dream. And in the dream, I'm at Camp Pendleton and I'm in the ground army crawling. I'm in the hills of Camp Pendleton and I'm army crawling. I come face to face with a Chinese soldier in complete gear. And at that moment, we looked at one another and time just stopped. And I woke up. So when you just shared that with me, it just hit me deep inside. And I'm
Yeah.
going to share, but it hit me deep because God is showing so many of us that we've got to wake up. We're selling ourselves out
I'm
and
gonna
we've got to
share.
come together. Yeah, tell me,
I'm
please.
gonna share something with you that'll add to this.
Gosh.
I've had a reoccurring dream, and I'm in what they call dream research, thick boundary. Don't remember a lot of my dreams. Tend to be a little more left-brained,
Yeah.
and that's what I used to teach in psychology. Now, anyway. In the dream, and I started having this dream about 8 years ago. And in the dream, my neighborhood has burned out homes, some of them are intact. There's helicopters in the air. It's a battle zone. And I live in rural North Maricopa County, about 20 miles north of the most northern suburb of Phoenix. And so we're pretty isolated. The time I started having the dream, we only had about 300 families out here spread out, ranchers, rural residential, so forth. I'm with my friend, my neighbor, who lives two doors down from me. And we're in my home, or by my home, crouched behind our porch wall. And we see a Chinese tank coming down our street with the troops. He wants to stay and fight. And I said, "You're out of your mind. We need to run and live to fight another day. We can't defeat that armor." And so he and I are having an argument in the dream. I don't know how it ended, because always when the tank turret of the Chinese tank turns towards us, I'm thinking, okay, this is it. And then I wake up. I've had that dream probably a half dozen times. And I told this story about this dream on the air probably 6, 7 years ago, probably after about the third time I had the dream. And I'll just say one thing that'll put some collaborative facts in this. When my broadcast partner, we do a weekly show called the Doug and Dave Intel Report, Doug Thornton, and I know you've met Doug. Doug it was in Homeland when we were talking, and he could be on my show under the name Wrecker and disguise his identity. And Doug told me, and then this later came out in the media, three major weapons caches busted, and this was during the Antifa riots. And he and Doug was up, and he was in charge of his supervisor in Portland. And I asked him, I said this, I said, Doug, I don't think it's likely these weapons caches found around the country, huge amounts of weapons, AK-47s, ZPGs. I said, I don't think that's for, and he goes, you're right, it's not for Antifa. He said, they're Molotov cocktails, knives and bats. He said, that's their MO. I said, who are they for? And he said, China. China. So this was during the Antifa riots when he was up in Portland. So what I'm saying to you is, I know this sounds esoteric to our audience and maybe even a little metaphysical, which I'm not, but I think it's God's warnings he's putting in front of us saying, beware.
He says, in the end times, men will dream dreams and have visions.
I know. I'm going to give you my bias here, though. I recognize we're racing towards tribulation. I fully see this. But also, I'm of the hope that if we had enough repentance and revival, we could be like Nineveh in the Bible and push this off to later generations.
Oh my gosh. Well, what they're trying to do, the global agenda, is they're trying to push time ahead. They're trying to push their agenda ahead. Dave, what people don't realize is we have incredible power with what comes out of the tongue. The tongue has the power to bring life or death. The words we speak are the choice morsels we eat. We create our worlds. So if we think about the programming that's happening in television or the movies like The Day After or movies like Civil War or all the different movies where we see the projection or even some of these cartoons that are on right now, what we're seeing is this is speaking out to hundreds of thousands of people. This is going in their minds, and people are repeating this and people are thinking this, right? So it is imperative. We have 4 seconds to take our thoughts captive. 4 seconds to take them captive. So the moment we hear these things, I think it's so important that we begin to speak the truth. Jesus says, the battle is mine. The Lord says, the battle is mine. The battle is already won. His kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven. We are victors in Christ. We are not victims of the enemy. So we need to stand as victors. We need to declare that we will won. We will win. We need to declare that there will be a repentance. I believe that in this Take Our Border Back North America Alliance, Dave, we have our 7 key topics that the audience will be discussing, these table talks. And then we're going to walk to the border or drive to the border and meet our brothers and sisters on the other side, right? Declaring their sovereignty. And we're going to pray and declare together. We're going back to our spots afterwards and we are going to worship. And I believe, just like in Texas, Felicia, who went down to that border in our Take Our Border Back Southern Border Convoy, Felicia, single mom of three, whose husband was killed head on by a truck, left her with 3 kids, right? She blamed God. She was so angry at God, but she loved God. So when she heard about what we were doing at the border, it fueled her anger. She said, oh yeah, I'm going down to the border and I'm going to stand there and no one's getting past me, right? So she's on her way to the Texas border and she's thinking, why are they in Cuamato? Why are they not at the border? I thought they were going to be at the border. And so she gets to Cuamato and God was working on this woman's heart. She walks into the children's ranch that had been prayed up. Her heart begins to move. God begins speaking to this woman. She begins to see the peaceful, lawful assembly. She hears the people. She hears God's word. She is cut to the heart, Dave. That woman went to the waters of baptism that weekend. She goes on to share her story. Her family is transformed. She has hope. She's on our team for the Take Our Border Back North America Alliance. That's what we are declaring, is that many will repent, that we, the people, will come together. We will humble ourselves. We will put God back in his rightful place, and we will know our identity and live in our identity as sovereign beings in sovereign states and a sovereign nation.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Well, I'm going to be asking you the question for me, but let me ask it for my audience first.
Okay.
Okay. Because listen, anyone who has any degree of awareness or common sense knows we are in a great deal of danger. In fact, I've written about this for over 10 years. I called it, we're going to have a Tet Offensive. And if people don't know what that is, in 1968 in Vietnam, they had a ceasefire between the warring parties over the Tet Lunar New Year, but it was a distraction. And the enemy of the Americans and the South Vietnamese attacked every capital city and every province, even took over the U.S. Embassy, and it was called the Tet Offensive. I said, with the number of terrorists and foreign troops that are hostile to the United States that are being led into our country, we are going to have a massive Tet Offensive that's going to be a lot worse than what we saw in Vietnam. And people need to take this seriously, because I think, Kim, I'll be honest with you, Biden's got a 9% approval rating according to Armstrong Economics. And two sources I have out of the Pentagon, they say it's 10 and 12%, the two men I've talked to. He can't win. I don't care how much they cheat. You can't overcome that. And so I believe they're going to pull massive domestic operations of terrorism and paramilitary activity on our soil. And this is the real danger with the border. And I would normally support deportations of average people who would ordinarily pose no threat, but I don't know if we're going to be safe if we have a choice.
I would agree with you, Dave. This is why it's so important in the, and I want to be really shrewd as I bring this word forward. I want to preface what I'm about to say with, we are peaceful, we are prayerful,
Yes.
and we are taking lawful constitutional action. In our Constitution, there is something called a militia. Now, we have neighborhood watches, right? But in most cases, our neighborhood watches aren't even active. They're just not. We have signs that say neighborhood watch. Nobody's watching our neighborhood, I can tell you that. Now, I will tell you, there's some people that are watching and aware now that they're aware of some things. But I think that one of the things that we are going to be bringing to the table is how we, the people, can come together to support one another in our communities. We've got to be in communication. We need to be protecting one another. I mean, you've got people, you've got legal immigrants breaking into homes right now, okay, in different parts of the country, breaking into golf courses, you know, people that live up in those areas. It's crazy what's happening. So it's a very important that we utilize our constitution and the rights that are given to us, Dave. I think that's going to be really important. And then there's one other thing that comes up. It's a little bit off topic, but it's the same topic. I'm on a list. I'm on a three-lettered agency list. I'm going to cancel that right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to cancel that because I am peaceful. Why the heck would I be on a list? But because I am supporting We the People, and I'm saying no to these open borders, I've made some list with the three-letter agencies, and I'd love to be their best friends, and hopefully their hearts will change, right? Now, we have been hit, Dave, so hard in social media. They have canceled all across the country. People are reaching out to us saying they're taking down my Facebook account, they're taking down my Instagram account. So we've gone to Twitter and we've said, hey, Elon Musk. Hey, let's speak to this, Elon Musk. Elon Musk, if you're listening right now, let's speak to this. They are shutting down our First Amendment right. They are trampling on our rights, and this has got to stop right now. And so we've had to actually change and redirect where we're sending people. So I want people to know they can go to TOBBSummit.com, TOBBSummit.com, to find out all the details of Take Our Border Back. And please support us, Dave. We can't do this without We the People. Every cent that came in for our last round went to Take Our Border Back. It went to support even the children's ranch, even rescuing a child from human trafficking. It went to rescuing someone from domestic violence. It went to we the people. We were able to support Britain Farms. We were able to support the people that helped stand, right? So any cent that comes in right now, we take full responsibility. This is God's money and we the people's money. So we will direct it to these events to make sure everything's taken care of so that we can have the security we need so that it is safe and protected, just like last time. And America deserves to feel the level of safety and security that we felt. Canada, Mexico, the world deserves to feel safe. We all do, right? So if you can give, if anybody can give, please go to givesendgo.com/takeourborderback. That's givesendgo.com/takeourborderback. Dave, we're also having sponsors. So if people want to sponsor the website, we're putting that up today. They want to sponsor the event. We're going to put them on the website. We're going to have them on our shows. We're looking for our title sponsor right now. So we would be honored to have them join us. And they can go to our website for further information. And they can go to media@takeourborderback.com for any questions. Media@takeourborderback.com.
Well, make this offer, and I'm sure any other broadcaster would do the same thing. We're going to be posting these interviews tomorrow in all our venues. It'll be spread out through the day. It'll go out on our newsletter from our website. We've got a pretty healthy distribution, and we're going to be putting that out. Feel free to capture one of those and use it in any way that you want, in a way. And you can use clips of it. I have no problem. I know you're not going to mix and match and make it look like something I didn't say. I've had that done to me, but I know that's not going to happen here. But so I'm not proprietary with that. Oh, unless you're pretending to be Dave Hodges and selling QFC my name and a fake Common Sense Show account.
Got that. I got
I've
that.
got that going on. I have that going on right now. I
Ridiculous.
have a criminal impersonator, and I'm actually in the process of preparing an attorney general claim to have him investigated. I don't know his name, but I got the email he uses. They'll be able to trace him. But anyway, long story short, I want you to feel free to do that. Sheriff Mack is on this from a county standpoint. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I
And
love Sheriff
so
Mack.
is Sharona Bishop. She's working with Mike Lindell. You had mentioned him.
Yes.
He's working
Yep.
with
Love
Mike Lindell as
Sharona, Mike
well.
Lindell. Yep.
And I've had Sharona on my show now 3 times. She was in the police state video of Dinesh D'Souza. So we need to marshal our forces. And I honestly think when you look at when you're attacked from all angles, any general is going to say, okay, where's the main thrust coming from? What's the biggest danger? And I would say right now, the biggest danger is the border. It's
Yeah.
not the election, although that's important. Okay. It's not the FBI acting like the American Gestapo, and it's the border. The border is where it's at. Got to be the number one concern. And people, you need to get marshaled on this. And I was going to ask you're such an experienced person with the media, because I was going to say, how can people help you? You've already got it. TOBB.com, right?
It's
For
TO, I love it. TOBB Summit.com.
summit.com,
Yeah,
okay?
TOBBSummit.com. Absolutely.
And all you got to do is put in Take Our Border Back, and you'll come across it. And also, too, we have TV, radio, podcasts are doing really well, and the website, newsletters. I want you to feel free to call on me. If you want me to help you in any way, be any kind of part of what you want to do, this is something that I think is the number one priority in America right now. So please feel free to call on me. And I will tell you, if you said this to Doug Thornton, he would be right there. Paul Preston, I'm sure, would be right there.
Paul.
My media colleagues, I'm sure we all feel the same way. So we're at your service in any way you want to use
Oh,
us.
I just love you guys. We thank you so much, Dave. And Dave, I want to pull you in as one of our speakers. I'd like to end up
Well,
on a web.
you've got, I believe you have my number.
Yes, I do. I
And I
got your
want you,
number. I'll be texting
you, yeah, absolutely, anytime,
Okay.
absolutely. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned Sharona. She's an up-and-comer. She was an FBI victim because she went to school board meetings, says, I don't want my kids being told they're
Yeah.
racist in
Yeah.
CRT. So they kicked her door down, manhandled her teenage daughter, came in the house without a warrant. Her husband lost his government job or was forced out. She's an up-and-comer too. And I see all these great people like yourself coming together now with the power of God behind us.
Yes.
And the Constitution is our
Yes.
political base. We're not going to lose. I think we're going to push off the tribulation to a later time. And I think the revival starts with movements like this. I really
Yes.
believe that. So I want you to feel free to call on me at any time to assist in any way. And we have a lot of common friends.
Yeah, we do.
And listen, Scotty Sachs, former
Love
Hollywood producer,
Scotty.
Scotty is so passionate about this.
Yeah, he's an amazing team member. We have an incredible team, and it started with six of us that just put our hands together.
Wow.
That's exactly what it did. And we said, you know what? We're going to hold up the arms of we the people, and we join together. And I'll tell you, we hold ourselves accountable to leading by example. We've just had some amazing conversations over the past couple of days that we want to make sure that we are united, that we are praying together, we are breaking bread together, we're holding up one another's arms, because Satan comes to divide. Right. And we cannot let him get in. We've got to stand in truth. We got to be prayed up. So, Dave, I'd love to be able to share what something from the Constitution. I want to remind people of what they have power.
We got about 90 seconds. And listen, I'm not doing justice if I don't do this first.
Sure, no worries.
How to follow you in the media besides this endeavor.
Okay, takeyourpowerbackshow.com. That's takeyourpowerbackshow.com. And we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. Guys, we have an incredible resource. We need to utilize it between God's word, where the power is, and between the Constitution and we, the people, coming together and united. We can take our border back. We can take our nations back, and we can walk in the freedom that God has for us.
And that's what we're going to do. God bless you and your team for what you're doing. And I can't express enough appreciation for where you guys are at with all of that you're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the battleground to unite on right here. Kim, wonderful having you on. And like I said, I'm at your service. Call on me. I will help you guys all I can.
An honor to be here, Dave. You're the bomb. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim. Take care. God bless.